Joy FM, real music for real life. It is 8:10. You're here on the Joy Ride with Daniel, Candy, and Melody. And we have on our guest line this morning, live rolling down the road, is a true gospel trooper would do. They're somewhere outside of Memphis, Tennessee right now, on the Perry's bus.
You gonna let me say it?
To Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
It's my favorite Joseph. How about I can do?
There he goes.
That sound scares me this early. I
mean, can I just say, Joseph, Daniel was like, we're going to be talking to Joseph at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, Joseph Habedank at 8 o'clock in the morning? That is very, very odd.
Well, I did it. I did an early one back in December with you all, and I did the same thing. You know, I actually went to bed at my normal time, which is about, you know, three or four in the morning, and then I slept a few hours, woke up, did the interview, and then went back to bed. So I'm planning on doing the same today.
Yeah. Is it because you love us so much?
Oh, I love Joy FM. I love the morning Joy Ride.
Woo-hoo!
That's good to hear.
Although I don't get to listen to it because I'm not around. I don't live around there. But
so how do you know you love us?
Plus, well,
I never wake up for it.
Yeah. So. Oh, well.
Well,
he loves us.
We know our position now. We've been put in our place. We're no longer the first love. And that's the big news this week. In fact, I cannot tell a lie. What happened is, when did you propose? What night was it?
It was Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. So Wednesday morning, the intro is starting. They're saying, welcome, Daniel Britt, Candy Chandler, Melody Vaughn. I'm turning on microphones, and I'm, you know, saying good morning. It's August, whatever the date was. It's 6:05 in the morning. And as I look over to one computer screen, I happen to see, and I just start reading it live. I don't ever do that. Because I don't know
really?
What, you know, I just, for some reason, I read it, and it came out of my mouth at the very same time.
Breaking
I said,
news.
I guess this is breaking news. Joseph Habedank is engaged.
I'm glad it was the truth, Daniel.
Me too.
I'm glad it was okay to publicize that.
You can't always believe everything you read, you know.
Yeah, well, we're engaged as of now. I mean, she still likes me now, so we're good.
But, that's
you
good.
Know, I can't tell you about next week, but no, I'm teasing. I hope she's actually listening right now. So, Lindsay, babe, I love you, and I think she's a good kid. She's a great teacher, so she may have to turn us off. But,
aww. But she's a teacher. Well, she listens in. She's in Bristol, Tennessee, right?
Actually in
Kingsport.
Right.
Well, we have a station in Kingsport, a station in Bristol, and a station in Johnson City, so we got it covered.
Well, are you really? Well, yeah. No, she's probably set to go then. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, tell me about the restaurant, since that is a local area for us in Bristol. Tell me about the restaurant where you took her to. What's the name of it?
It's called the Troutdale Dining Room. In fact, her cousin, his name is had, you know, about some restaurants, maybe to possibly take her for her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And he recommended the Troutdale because it is so historic. And I think he had a five-star restaurant in the Tri-Cities, which is cool. So I called and made a reservation. In fact, I called and booked one room. So we had one whole room to ourselves.
Whoa.
What it is it's like an old house. It's probably built in the late 1800s. In fact, we were going to get the history of it that night. She wanted to know about it. But, of course, once I asked her, our minds kind of went other places. But so late 1800s. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful old house. And we had a private room. And it was really cool.
Well, and how was the food? I mean, do you remember it?
No, I don't. No, it was good. I think it was... The salad was. I'm trying to think what I had. It was really. It wasn't. I don't want to ruin the experience. It wasn't as good as I thought it'd be, but it was good. It wasn't like out of this world. It wasn't like Ruth's Chris good. You know, Ruth's Chris is high end restaurants, and it's great. But this place was decent. Yeah, I think I had chicken. It was good.
Good. Good. That's safe. Hey, then you pulled out a guitar. It was her birthday, so she.
Since when do you play guitar?
Have you heard it? It is awful. I cannot believe I've put it on the internet. I mean, I taped it for my family to see, you know, but you know, on Facebook, people, you know, put the link on Facebook for my friends to see, and I'm like, oh, like I just fly for it. My buddy plays guitar, and he's grilling me.
Well, listen, we have cleaned it up. We fixed the bad notes or whatever. I mean, this is this. Listen, you owe us. You owe us big time, Joseph. But we have
You did a lot of fixing. I'll tell you that.
He's only been working since Tuesday.
and you know what? They're riding down the road, and his cell phone just dropped off as we speak. So let me get you back on the line.
That's why he didn't laugh at my joke.
I was going to say, wow.
It's like, happy day, could do. You need to be laughing at my joke.
Now, I have to say, when I thought, okay, he's going to play he's going to sing to her. Okay, I thought this is going to be cheesy. But here it is. I want you to listen. And while we reconnect with Joseph, here's what happened. This was Tuesday night in Bristol, Tennessee. The proposal. This is Joseph Habedank of the Perrys. And ladies, your heart's going to melt. Just listen.
I asked you on my first day, on a ball day in November. I asked you what you like to eat. Day in December, and not too long after that I asked you to leave, and then I asked you if you loved me underneath the starfield sky, and after all of that, there's only one thing left to ask. Will you marry me? Will you be my bride? Will you marry me? Will you change my life? I'll pray with you, I'll stay with you, and I will never leave. And so I ask.
Did you hear the whisper there at the end? Did you hear it?
Play that again, Daniel.
I didn't hear it. I don't even remember. What did she say?
Okay, listen really carefully. Turn your radios up. Here's the end. There was a whisper there of yes.
She said yes, Joseph.
Joseph, good news.
Thank God I was a shoo-in. I had no idea.
Well, Joseph, we dropped off a minute ago. I was telling everybody when I first saw, oh no, he wrote a song. Okay, that's going to be hopeless. It's going to be cheesy. But I have to say, that's actually,
You need to record that.
You need to copyright that, because I think a lot of people, there were a couple of details maybe they'd have to make more generic or so. But you know, I think that could be a big seller.
You could sell that to men who don't know how to propose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I still think it's kind of cheesy, Dan. It's funny you say that. And I didn't really, it definitely wasn't one of the greatest lyrics ever written, but it's so personal that it doesn't have to be. And it's like, mm-hmm. Lindsay, she didn't care. You know, she loved it.
Oh, I'm sure she loved it.
Hey,
I have to ask you something, Joseph. After she said yes in that whisper, it sounded like you dropped the guitar.
I probably did. No, actually, I said it on the table, but my first initial reaction would have, should have been dropping the guitar, but I actually said it on the table. And the ring was actually, what people couldn't see is the ring was hidden in like a tin box, about the size of a shoe box, maybe a little smaller than that. And it had rose petals filled up with it. Well, I put the ring box down inside the rose petals, and then I poured another box of rose petal all over it. So there's actually rose petals all over the table, falling off the sides. And she could tell it was a box, but there were rose petals everywhere. And so what I did was I reached down into the rose petals and pulled out the ring, and then I asked her to marry me.
At the very end, all of a sudden, she said yes, and it got quiet, and then you heard...
That's awful. That's kind of scary, isn't it?
I thought maybe you passed out.
I was on the verge. I mean, after that horrible guitar playing, I'm surprised. No.
Keep replaying
it. Hilarious. Yeah, I think it's great.
That's going to be one of our new hotkeys we're going to put on our board there.
Well, Joseph Habedank, congratulations. I have to say, does she know what she's getting into with the name Habedank?
Actually, when we first started talking about getting married, I said, Lindsay, I love you, and I'm sorry that you'll have to have the name Habedank. And of course, she's so sweet. For anybody that knows her, I'm not just saying that. If you ever met her, you'd think, oh my gosh, this girl is too sweet. She said, well, baby, I love your last name.
Aww.
And that must be, all I can say is, it must be love.
Yeah.
So she don't mind being Lindsay Habedankadoo?
Habedankadoo. No. Oh, that scares me every time.
And quickly, congratulations on a great song that you and Rodney Griffin wrote this, if you knew him, right?
We did. Wrote it back in October, I believe, and it's really, I'm so excited about it. I hope it does well. And
I don't think you have to worry about that. I think it's already done quite well.
That's not a problem there, Joseph.
it is a great one.
I'm glad. Thank you all so much for playing it, and thanks, everybody, for calling and requesting it and listening. I'm still kind of humbled by the whole songwriting experience because when I got into this, I didn't think I would ever get the privilege to do that.
Mm.
And I am, and I'm really excited.
Well, Joseph, our best to you. Now, we followed Nick and Jessica, and that would be Nick Trammell and Jessica Brown when they got hitched and stuff.
So
we'll have to keep up and find out, you know, how this whole thing progresses as far as, you know, picking out China patterns and we had an email here from Jeff Snyder of the Greens. He says, I have a question to Joe. Can I be a groomsman? He wants to know, can I be a groomsman?
That's hilarious.
Because he says he knows he'll have a great bridal party gift.
You know what? If it wasn't on a Saturday, he could, but he'll be singing.
That's right. Joseph.
No, we're not. We can be there, can't we, Daniel? Would you like for the morning joyride to be like your DJs?
I'd have to have
like groom's maids, then I could have you girls as the groom's maids. Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Bridesmaids.
You know what's funny?
Did you say
groomsmaids?
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called. I don't know.
It's bridesmaids, Joseph.
One of my friends already. No, I'm talking about one that grew on his side. I mean, that actually happens now. One of my best friends already asked me if I was going to do that. I was like, I don't know if I can go.
That's not biblical.
Weird.
It is not
that's
biblical.
Weird.
No.
It's not biblical.
No, it's not. It's not. We could do play-by-play. We could, stake out, you know, have our headsets. And we'd wear tuxes and all, but, you know, our dresses for the girls.
And we could do it like the golfer announcers.
Yeah, it would be really quiet.
Whisper, and now Joseph is walking down.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah. Can we do that? Can we do that? Really?
Can we
arrange that?
Anything you want, man. You're the star. Hey, it's 8:23. Here we go. It's Joseph Habedank. Everybody say congratulations.
Congratulations,
Joseph.
But Joseph has to go back to bed. Now, the bus is rolling. Don't fall out, okay?
I'll try my best. Oh, thank you. Thank you for that guitar sound, Daniel. That never gets old.
Waking up is hard to do unless you've got a morning joyride awaiting. It's Daniel, Candy, and Melody on Joy FM. Real music.